It was about this time last year, actually, that I met Jesus face to face. I just popped down to Redhill Station in the evening to buy train tickets for the following morning in order to avoid the rush. And there was Jesus sitting on the floor in front of the ticket office, as if deliberately waiting for me. And he was surrounded by half a dozen big black plastic bin liners, bulging with things. "Are you a vicar from round here?" Jesus said. "Yes," I said, "I'm the vicar right here in Redhill." "Good," he said, "so you can help me. I've just been chucked out of my job, you see, and I've been left with all these," indicating the black bags which surrounded him. And Jesus began to undo the black sacks one by one. And in each bin liner, piled high, were loaves of bread. Loaves of bread. "They're all the wrong shape, you see," said Jesus, "these loaves. I was working in a kitchen here in Redhill. I won't tell you where. But when the daily delivery for bread came in, the bread was the wrong shape for their baguettes and fancy paninis. And they decided to chuck the bread out with the refuse. And when I told them what a disgrace they all were, well, I was told to sling my hook immediately and I could take the bread with me." "Look, Father Andrew," he said, "look." And he lifted up a perfect, beautiful, freshly baked loaf. "Help me shift them, will you?" And the story is true. And the kingdom of God is about finding the presence of Jesus in people and places that are misshapen, where lives have been thrown out in black plastic bin liners, so to speak. In our Old Testament reading, we found there a shepherd. And the shepherd is gathering together scattered sheep, the chosen people of God. And the criteria for membership of that one flock is precisely those needs that are expressed in our gospel reading this morning. Between our Old Testament reading and the gospel, there is a dialogue and an echo going on which penetrates to the heart of what we are about as a church and how we are saved and redeemed as Christian people. Jesus says in the gospel, "I was hungry and you fed me." The shepherd in the Old Testament reading says, "Come, I will feed you in rich pasture." Jesus in the gospel says, "I was thirsty and did you give me something to drink?" The shepherd says, "Come and lay down beneath this ravine where there is water to sustain you." Jesus in the gospel says, "I was naked, did you clothe me?" The shepherd says, "Come and I will bind you up." Jesus in the gospel says, "I was a stranger, did you welcome me?" The shepherd says, "I will gather you in to this one place from all the countries of the world." Jesus says, "I was sick, did you visit me?" The shepherd says, "Come, come and I will strengthen the weak. Jesus says in the gospel, I was a prisoner. Did you visit me? The shepherd says, I will draw my people from every corner of the world until they find their home and their place right here with me. The words of Jesus, the crying of that shepherd, the mission of the church, the direction of our Christian lives. There it is for me, all caught up in these important exchanges. But let's go back to the world of bread. Well, actually, let's go back to the world of bread and cakes. The great British Bake Off and programmes like it. Not my favourite television viewing, but at times I will pop my head over the top of the laptop and see what's going on. All those aspiring chefs trying to make the perfect dish to satisfy those oh-so-perceptive judges. Yes, your sponge was so beautifully light and fluffy, and the decoration of farmyard animals on top was very, very cute. And the dusting of mint and apple green powder across the top gave each mouthful such a zing, such a twist, such a flavour. However, your filling was too sweet and not properly set. Too little cream, my dear, and far too many raisins. If you want to come back next week, you'll have to do better than this. What Jesus is concerned about is this. What his judgment rests upon is this. Not what you look like when you put your best foot forward, but how honest you are about those parts of your lives that you would tie up in black plastic bin liners rather than anywhere else see them. Those parts in your lives that you know are the however bits that prevent you from being perfect. Because the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and rumours of where his kingdom is to be found is amidst misshapen bread and imperfect dishes. And if we cannot identify our own inner needs and the Christ who dwells there, we will not be able to identify those needs in others, and our mission will never get off the ground. It seems to me increasingly in the days in which we live, through the doors of our churches come those whose misshapenness is not being taken seriously anywhere else. And for many, my increasing experience is the church is, it feels like for people, a bit of a last chance saloon about where I might be accepted, welcomed, and loved. So I went back home to get my car, didn't I? Came back to the station to pile up the bread in my boot. And the bread was still there, the bin liners were still there. Jesus had gone. Yeah, can you move this stuff, mate? That weird bloke said you would. It's getting in the way. We can't have it here for the rush hour in the morning. Where's the bloke gone? I said. Oh, he took a ticket one way to Hawley. Well, I knew enough people and places round Red Hill to deliver this food. Parishioners, Food Bank, Wellcare, Renewed Hope Trust, Winter Night Shelter, Homeless Drop-In. And as I went round to each of those needy places, and got out those loaves, I felt I was distributing communion in a new and different way. Not at the altar for the chosen few, but at the nitty-gritty cutting edges of the lives of the many. And that's where God's kingdom is to be found and nurtured, and where it will grow. The body of Christ, the body of Christ, not from beautiful silverware, but from the insides of a black plastic bin liner. Jesus cries into the world, doesn't he? I am the bread of life. And people are saying, not in that sort of shape you're not. The sort of shape in which we see you, if you exist at all, cuts right across our sparkly, perfect Christmas time. At Christmas and Easter, we're drawn first to the manger, then to the cross. And it seems to me that in those two important places, we see the reality of all this being lived out. Jesus actually living out these needs that we see in the dialogue between the shepherd and Jesus himself in his ministry. For the Christmas manger, there lies a tiny child, hungry, thirsty, naked, and a stranger. And at Easter, pinned to the cross, we see in Jesus all those things again, plus one who is sick and imprisoned. And if we want to puzzle out the sort of church we're called to be, and if we wonder what sort of disciples and followers we are, Jesus is saying through this, don't think I can make it any more clearer. In the strange shapes we cut, in the however things we don't get right, in those things is not your condemnation, but your salvation. Because look at me in the manger and on the cross and see that I am found in those places with those same needs right there, and how your mission and your discipleship is to discover me in the midst, in the same way, so that the kingdom of heaven might come through you. Thanks be to God. Let's stand to profess our faith, shall we, in the words of the Creed.